How you doing there? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Lamed Vav, Daf 36 of Masechta Bava Metzia. Friends. Yesterday's recording got all messed up. I need to re-record it later. Somebody. I was in a groove with somebody today. He gave me an interesting idea, which I'm gonna try, probably from now on. We'll see. I'm going to record like the normal, like Babylon Talmud thing. But then I'm like one of my other phones, I'll just like record it just like with the regular, like just phone recorder. Just that I have another copy of the audio, just in case the audio gets all messed up. I'll just use that other copy, which obviously will be inferior quality, but at least won't be messed up. So we'll see. We'll see if that's a good. Hopefully, that'll be like a kind of like a good strategy to be able to prevent me having to re-record episodes because that's rough. Okay. Where are we? We're on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, all the way at the bottom. The bottom line. Amr B'Yirmiyah Paim Sheshneim Bechatos Paim Sheshneim Be'Oshem Paim. She'asoicher b'chadus v'ashoyel b'oshem paim she'asoicher b'oshem v'ashoyel b'chatos. Wow. Chevi, who can tell me what this is talking about? So first of all, remember, there's the scenario in our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah talks about where Shimon rents his cow to Reuven. Reuven then lends it to Levi. The cow then drops dead. So we say that Reuven swears to Shimon that it dropped dead and he's going to be potter because he's a socher. Levi, however, is going to have to pay Shimon because he's a borrower. Okay. Now, okay. So we're saying that there could be scenarios. We're going to mention four scenarios. There could be scenarios where both Levi, Reuven and Levi, the Socher and the Shoel, need to offer a Korban Chatas. There will be scenarios where both of them have to offer a Korban Ashim. There will be scenarios where one will have to offer a Chatas and the other will have to offer an Ashim. And these have to do with if they swear falsely. Okay? So, there are two kinds of swearing falselys. I imagine that we're probably going to learn more about this in Masechta Shavuos, which is about, I think, four Masechtas from now. Right now we're learning Masechta Bava Metzia, then Bava Basra, Sanhedrin, Makis, and then Shavuos, I think. Anyway, so if you push it, I think, this is how I understand it, if you push it, swear falsely, so that's a Shavuos Bitui, you push it, swear falsely, so you have to bring a Korban Chatos. If you swear falsely in order to avoid paying money, that you're chayv to pay money, but you swear falsely so that now you don't have to pay money, so then you have to bring a korban oshem. So we're saying that there are scenarios where sometimes both the socher and the shoel would have to bring a chatos, sometimes they would both have to bring an oshem, sometimes one would bring a chatos, the other would bring an oshem. So let's see. So starting again from the beginning, and Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis all the way at the bottom. Amr B'Yirmiyah Ot Gizok. Paim Shishneim Bechatos. Sometimes both the Socher and the Shoyel need to bring a Korban Chatos. Paim Shishneim Be'oshem. There are times when both the Socher and the Shoyel, both Reuven and Levi, need to bring a Korban Oshem. Paim Shasocher Bechatos V'Ashoyel Be'oshem. There are times when the Socher, Reuven, needs to offer a Korban Chatos, and Levi would be chayv a Korban Oshem. Paim Shas Socher Be'oshem V'Ashoyel Be'chatos. And there are times Reuven would offer that the Socher would offer an Oshem, and the Shoyel would offer a Chatos. Okay, so what are these four scenarios? Kfiras mamin oshem biters vasayim chatos. So first of all, like I said a minute ago, if you swear falsely in a way that would save you money, that would get you out of having to pay, so then you're chayv a korban oshem. If you simply swear falsely, but there's no implications for you, there's no sort of advantages financially by swearing falsely, so then it'll be a korban chatos. Paim sheshneim bichatos. So when we say that both the soicher and the shoyl would be chayv a korban chatos because they swear falsely, but for no financial gain, kigon, for example, shemeso kidarka. Well, the animal died regularly. Okay. So it's considered like a kind of ones. Okay. So in that case, the socher would be potter. I think we're assuming here that a socher is treated like a shomer socher. So it'd be potter for ones. A shoel, however, would be chayav for ones. And what they swear is v'amu ne'enso. And they say, instead of it dropping dead, they swore that it was stolen at gunpoint. Ones. So if that's the case, so the socher would be potter in both cases. He wouldn't have to pay in either case, whether it was mesa kedarka, whether it was ones. And the shoel would have to pay either way, whether it was mesa kedarka or ones. So therefore, they swore falsely, because it was mesa kedarka, but they swore about ones, so they swore falsely. However, it's only a korban chatos, not a korban ashram, because they didn't gain anything by swearing falsely. The socher would have been potter either way, and the shoel is chayiv either way. Socher de bein kach uvein kach mi pater potter bechatos. So the socher who either way, whether it's mesa kedarko, whether it is ones, is potter so bechatos. He brings a korban chatos. Shoyel de bein kach uvein kach chayuv imichayiv bechatos. And oichet de shoyel who whether it was mesa kedarko, whether it was nensa, would be chayiv. So also korban chatos. Paim sheshneim ba'ashem. There are times that both the socher and the shoyel would be chayav a korban oshom. Kigon, for example, shenignivo, that the animal was stolen. Okay, so now stolen, both the socher as well as the shoel, as well as the shoel, would be chayav. Right, because if we assume that a socher is like a shomer socher, so it's chayiv for gneiva v'aveda, then obviously the shoel is also going to be chayiv. V'amru, but they swore mesa machmas melacha, that it died in the course of doing its work. Now, an animal that dies in the course of doing his work is the only scenario in which a shoel, a borrower, is potter, because after all, the borrower borrowed it in order to do work with it. So if the borrower borrowed it in order to do work with it and it died while doing the thing that he was meant to be doing with it, so then he's potter. So in this case, it was in fact stolen, a scenario in which both the socher as well as the shoel would be chayev, and yet they swear that it was mesa machmas milocha, in which case both would be potter. So, and they're swearing falsely, so therefore they're both chayv in Oshem. The Tarvayu, Kakafre, Mamona, both of them are denying financial responsibility. Dami chayve, because they would be chayv for Geneva, the Kapatrin of Shayu, and they are making themselves potter by saying Mesa Machmas Melacha, so therefore they both need to bring a Korban Oshem. Socher bechatas v'shoel ba'ashem, the scenario in which a socher would be chayv a korban chatas and the shoel would be chayv a korban ashem. Kigon, for example, shemesa kedarka, that it died normally. So now a socher would be potter for that, and a shoel would be chayv. V'amu mesa machmas melacha, but they swear that it died in the course of doing its work. So the socher would have been potter anyways. So therefore, it's a korban chatas. The shoel would have been chayiv, but now he's going to make himself potter by swearing that it died machmas melachos, therefore he's chayiv a korban oshem. So, socher de ben kach uven kach mi potter chayiv bechatos. So, a socher who would have been potter, whether it was Mesa Kedarko or Mesa Machmas Melacha. So therefore, the Socher offers a korban chata. Shoyel the Michayev b'Mesa Kedarko. A shoyel, however, who would have been chayev for Mesa Kedarko, but v'kapato nafshe b'Mesa Machmas Melacha, but is making himself potter because of Mesa Machmas Melacha b'Oshem, he is chayev a korban Oshem. Socher b'Oshem v'shoyel b'chatas. In the scenario in which case a Socher would be chayev a korban Oshem, and a shoyel would be chayev a korban chatas, kigon, for example, shenigneva, for example, got stolen. So that's a scenario where both the socher and the shoyel would be chayev. Ve'amu mesa kedarka, and they swear that it died just regularly. So by mesa kedarka, the socher would be potter, but the shoyel would of course still be chayev. So socher who the mechayev begneva va'aveda v'kapoter nafshe b'mesa kedarka be'oshem. So the socher who would be chayiv for gneva va'aveda, but is making himself potter by saying mesa kedarka, so he's chayiv a korban oshem. Shoyel devenkach uvenkach chayiv mechayiv. However, the shoyel who either way is going to be chayiv, so b'chatas he just brings a korban chatas. Maiko mash malon. Okay, that was a very detailed kind of breakdown of different scenarios. Why did we need that? We already, right, because we're going to learn Masechta Shavuos, apparently at the very end, that right, we're going to learn all these halachas there. So I don't understand, so why is it teaching us something that we're already going to learn in Masechta Shavuos? Like, what's the Chiddush? So the Afuke mid Rab Ami, to the exclusion of Rab Ami, the Omar who said, Kol Shavuah Shad Ayonim Mashbiim, also that any Shavuah that the judges would make him swear, Ein chayev on aleha, mishum shvuas bitur, you are not going to be chayev if you swear on your own. Shenemar o nefesh kisi shava levati besfosayim kisi shava me'atzma. That Reb Ami learns that any shvua that Bezdin makes you swear, so if you swear falsely regarding that shvua, then you're not going to be chayev a korban chata. So again, the Amru says kol shvua shadayonim mashbimo. So any shvua that the judges make you swear, so if you swear falsely, ain chayev nolei mishum shvuas bito, you will not be chayev to be a korban chata for shvuas bito. Shenemar o nefes kisi shava levate bisvosayim. That the pasuk implies that when you bring a korban chatas for shvuas bito, it's when you do it on your own. But if Bezdin compels you to swear and you swear falsely there, so then you'd be potter kamash malan delo korbami. So we're teaching that it's not like korbami, that even when Bezdin is mechayev you to swear, like in these scenarios, by the theft, so or whatever happened to the animal, so then we're saying that you're going to be chayev a korban chatas. So unlike Rabami. Idmar was stated, Shomer Shemosr the Shomer. All right. So if Shimon, you know, gives an animal to Reuven to, deposits an animal with Reuven to watch, and then Reuven gives it to Levi. Okay. So Shimon had deposited his animal with Reuven and had designated Reuven as his Shomer. Reuven goes ahead and gives it to Levi. So Itmar Shomer Shemosu the Shomer, a custodian who gives what he's watching, the item, to another custodian. Rav Ami, what? Rav Omar Potter, Rav Yechon Omar Chayv. So Rav says he's Potter. Meaning he'd be Potter in any scenario that he'd be Potter in anyways, right? So if Shimon deposits his animal with Reuven and Reuven's a Shomer Chinam, so Shomer Chinam is only chayv for Pshia. He's potter for anything, so he'd be potter for Gneva Vaveda. If Reuven then gives it to Levi to watch, Reuven is still only going to be chayv if some kind of Pshia happens to it. But, if it drops dead or something, so Reuven's going to be potter just like he'd be potter if it was in his possession. So again, so Idmar Shomer Shemosr the Shomer, a custodian who gives the thing to another custodian. Rav Amar Potter, so Rav says Potter Rav Yechon and Omer Chayev. Rabbi Yechanan says, Chayev, you can't do that. And therefore you can be Chayev even for Ones. You're going to be completely Chayev. Right? Meaning Shimon gives the animal to Reuven to watch. Reuven has no business giving it to Levi. And if he gives it to Levi, out of whatever happens to it, Reuven is now going to be Chayev. I don't care what happens to it, he's now Chayev. Says Abai, this is going to be important because we're going to see Abai explain it one way and Rava later on is going to explain it a different way and there's going to be nafkaminas later on in the daf. So, Amar Abai, says Abai, the time of the Rav, so according to Rav, who says that Shomer Shemosa, the Shomer is Potter. Lo Mibaya Shomer Chinom, Shemosa, the Shomer Socher. So obviously, he would say that if a Shomer Chinom, right, so Reuven's a Shomer Chinom, and then he gives it to Levi, and he's paying Levi. Levi's a Shomer Socher, which is a higher level of guardianship. A Shomer Socher is Chayev for Gnev Aveda, whereas a Shomer Chinom is Potter. Da'aluye Aliyah Lishmiraso, that Reuven is upgrading the custodianship when he gives it to Levi as a Shomer Socher. Afilu Shomer Socher, Shemosel Shomer Chinom, even if Reuven was a Shomer Socher and he gives it to Levi as a Shomer Chinom, still, he's downgrading, even though he's downgrading the Shmira from a Shomer Socher to Shomer Chinom, Potter, Reuven is still Potter. My time will come to a Masra and Levendas, because he gave it to a person with intellect, you know, so therefore, you know, so Rav says, look, a Shomer can give an item to another Shomer, and that's just considered fine. Well, the time of Rabbi Yochanan, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that a Shomer cannot give what he's watching to another Shomer, lo mi boya Shomer socher shemosu le Shomer chinam di garu egara le shmiraso. Okay, obviously, if Reuven is a Shomer socher and he gives it to Levi as a Shomer chinam, where he's downgrading the Shmira, obviously, Rabbi Yochanan would say is halacha there that is not allowed. Ela afilu Shomer chinam, Shemosu the Shomer Socher, even if Reuven is a Shomer Chinom, and he upgrades it by giving it to Levi, because Levi's a Shomer Socher, he's paying Levi, Daluye Aliyah L'Shmira, so he's upgrading the Shmira, nonetheless, still Chayev. He's not allowed to do that according to Rabbi Yochanan, because, and this is important, Abaye says that the reason for Rabbi Yochanan, who says that one Shomer may not give is what he's watching to another Shomer, is because because Shimon says, look, Reuven, I gave you the thing to watch. I don't want it with somebody else. Right? Reuven, I gave you my animal to watch. I don't want my animal with Levi. I gave it to you. I didn't give it to Levi. I don't want you giving it to Levi. And therefore, I don't care if Reuven's a Shomer Chinam and Levi's a Shomer Socher. It makes no difference. And Ritzoni Shepikdoni Be'aracher says, Abaye to explain Rabbi Yochanan, that what he's saying is that Reuven cannot give it to Levi because Shimon does not want that his deposit should be with somebody else. He wants it only with the custodian. Omar, Rav Chisda says, Rav Chisda ad Rav, lav befeirush itmar. Now says Rav Chisda that when Rav says that Shomer Shemoser, the Shomer is Potter, he never actually said it explicitly, according to Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda alleges that Rav never said that explicitly, that Shomer Shemoser, the Shomer is Potter. La beferish itmar ela michlalo. Rather, it was implied incorrectly, so it turns out, according to Rav Chisda. De'anu ginoi, there were gardeners, de'chol yoma, that every day, havu mafkidei marayu, gabo, da'yisavta, that every day, they would, I guess after work, they would deposit their hoes by a certain savta, certain grandmother. So like their hoe, H-O-E, they're like tools that they would hoe with. So they would leave their hoes with this certain savta. Yom echad afkadinu legabe echad minayu. One day they left the hoes with one of the gardeners. They didn't bring it to the savta that day. They left it with one of the gardeners. Shama kala be'ilula. And the gardener was at home, and he heard that there was a chasana. Oh God, sorry, Bob. And he heard that there was a chasana, and for whatever reason, he wanted to go. So he brought his gemara. He figured maybe there would be somewhere quiet there that he could learn, and he went. So shomakala beilulo nofak ozal afkodinu legabo daisata. So he took all the hose because he wasn't going to be home. So he took all the hose and he deposited them by the savta. Ad ozul v'osa, and by the time he came back, ignuv marayu, all of the hose were stolen from the savta. Ozul kami derav ufatre, and they came before Rav, and Rav says that this gardener is potter. So here we have let's go weiter. So mandechaza sover. So somebody who saw this figured mishum shomer shemasu the shomer potter. So somebody who was observing this figured, oh wow, interesting. So this gardener was a shomer for all the hoes. He then gave it to the savta. So it's shomer shemasu the shomer. Was saying that the gardener is potter. So somebody who was there understood the scenario, the situation to mean that Rav is saying that shomer shemasu the shomer is potter. That shomer shemasu the shomer is potter. The lohi, but that's not true. Shiny awesome that it was different in this case. The choyoma nami inugufayu kabodai savta avu mafkadei lehu. No, but the thing is, the reason why Rav says that the gardener was potter was because this wasn't actually a scenario of shomer shemasu the shomer, right? The whole, at least according to the way that Abai explains it, right? The whole point is ein ritzoni shepiktoni without acher. I don't want that my deposit should be with somebody else, but clearly, every single day, they're leaving their hose with this savta. Clearly, they don't have a problem with her. So that is why Rav said that in this particular case, the gardener is off the hook because Yidavka gave it to the person who they usually give it to every single day. But according to Rav Chisda, it doesn't necessarily mean that Rav would actually hold that Shomer Shemasu the Shomer is in fact Potter. Yosef Reb Ami V'Karmila Le'oshmaita. So Reb Ami, who is a student of Reb Yochanan, was saying over the sugya. Now, of course, Reb Yochanan said that Shomer Shemasu the Shomer is Chayiv, completely Chayiv. I don't care what happens, he's going to be Chayiv. Abai explained that it's because of Ein Ritzoni Shepiktoni Be'aracher. So Yosef Rabami v'ka'omer lo le'oshmaita eisve Rabab b'mamal Rabami, but Rabab b'mamal asked the kasha to Rabami from our Mishnah. What did we say in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said that Shimon rented out his cow to Reuven. Reuven then lent it to Levi. So, right, and I guess Socher is considered a Shomer, right? We call him the Dalad Shomer. So I guess Socher is considered a Shomer over here. And so it sounds like what we're saying is, it sounds like a scenario of Shomer, Shemasu, the Shomer. Shimon rented the cow to Reuven, and Reuven then went and lent it to Levi. And what happened? The cow dropped dead. And we say that Shimon, that Reuven is potter, because it dropped dead. It's onus. What about Ein Ritzoni Shepiktoni Be'aracher? What about Shomer Shemasu the Shomer? Why is that okay? So again, starting over, Yosef Rabami v'kamila l'ashmaita eizvi Rabami b'mamal Rabami asoche parim mechaveru, that if Reuven rents a cow from Shimon v'shila l'acher and then lends it to Levi v'meisa kedarka and it just dropped dead, yishova asoche shemeisa kedarko, so Reuven swears to Shimon that it died normally v'ashoyel m'shalim the socher, and Levi, the borrower, pays Reuven, the renter, but Reuven doesn't have to pay anything to Shimon. Ve'im Isa, now if what you are saying is correct, that Shomer Shemasu the Shomer is Chayev, Leimale, let Shimon say to Reuven, hey Reuven, what are you doing? Why'd you give it to Levi? Ein Ritzoni Shepiktoni Be'aracher, I have no interest in my cow being with Levi. So Omar Le, so Rami answers, Achav Ma'iskinon, here what are we talking about? Bishenos Nulo Abai L'Meshus L'Hashil, Shimon had given specific permission to Reuven to lend it to Levi. That's why it was allowed. Ihoch, if that's the case, if Shimon had given explicit permission to Reuven to lend it to Levi, well, I think we're about to, whatever, get rid of this answer, but then it should be considered like Shimon is lending it directly to Levi and let Levi pay Shimon directly. No, what happened was that Shimon said to Reuven, you know, I'm renting my cow to you and do with it what you want. If you want to rent it to somebody, you know, it's completely up to you what you do with the cow during the time of your rental. Okay, so therefore Reuven was allowed to lend it to Levi, but it wasn't considered like Shimon's lending it to Levi, it was considered like Reuven's lending it to Levi. Okay, fine. Okay, but in general, we would say, you know, as so long as there's no explicit permission, we would say that Shomer Shemasu the Shomer is a problem because of Ein Ritzoni Shepikdoni Be'aracher. Most of Rami Bar Chome asks a kasha, Mafkin Motz Eitzel Chavero Shimon deposits money with Reuven, Tzoron Bevshin Lachorov, and Reuven took him and bundled him up in a cloth and threw it behind his back. Or he gave the money to his minor children, his children who are young, and locked the door there, not in a particularly responsible way. Chayiv. So Shimon is chayiv. No, Reuven is chayiv. He didn't properly watch the money that he was entrusted with. Time of the ketanim. Well, that implies that the issue was that he gave it to these kids who were ketanim, hagadol and potter. But if they were adults, then Reuven would have been potter. But what about ein ritzoni shepikdoni bi'aracher? Am I namely ein ritzoni shepikdoni bi'aracher? Can't Shimon say to Reuven, Reuven, what are you doing giving the money to your adult kids? Ein ritzoni shepikdoni bi'aracher. So why are we saying that he's potter if he gives it to the adult kids? Amarav kol amafkid. Adas ishto vanavu mafkid. Well, because the assumption is that anybody, so meaning Shimon in this case, when he deposited the money with Reuven, the assumption is that Reuven's going to watch it, but also anybody in his family, right? Maybe his wife is going to be watching it. Maybe his adult children are going to be watching it. Minor children is a different story because they would be, because that's irresponsible. But anybody in the family, right? He's basically, Shimon's depositing it with Reuven's household. And that is why it's okay if Reuven's adult sons watch it. But in general, though, if he gave it to somebody else, he outsourced it to watch, well then, whoa, one second. You know, Shimon would have to be on board with that. And if he's not, so then Reuven would be chayv. So that's ishto vanavu mafkir. Amin adoy, then adoy and say, dekanami. You can also infer this. Dekatani, oshimisorin livno uvito akatanim. It doesn't say that he just gave it to any minors, specifically his sons and daughters that are minors, implying that his sons and daughters that are adults would be okay, but adults in general would not be okay. Right? Livno uvito akatanim chayv, ha livno levito hagdolim potter, michlal, which implies de la acherim, loshna gdolim loshna akatanim chayv. But to other people, it would not be allowed. Whether they're adults, whether they're minors, it would not be allowed. Either way, it's only allowed if it's your children who are adults. The imkain, because if the issue was simply that they were minors, listen to ketanim stoma, shmamina, then should you say ketanim, not specifically his children who are ketanim. So therefore, the fact that it does say his children, it's his children who are ketanim that are an issue, but his children who are adults would be okay, but that's where it ends. You can't give it to just random people, you know, other people to watch. Because that would be Shomer Shomos. So the Shomer, according to Abaye, the issue with that would be, and now we're going to see the opinion of Rava. Rava says, Rava Yilchsa, the Lacha is Shomer Shomos, the Shomer, Chayv. The Lacha is like Rav Yochanan, that a Shomer who gives to another Shomer is Chayv. Lomi Boyo, Shomer, Socher, Shomos, the Shomer, Chinam. Now, obviously, when we say that Shomer Shemasu the Shomer is Chayiv, we're talking about a Shomer Right? It was certainly in a scenario where Shomer Sacher is transferring into Shomer Chinam, the Garigari the Shmir also, that he's downgrading the guard, the custodianship, certainly that's a problem. Afilu Shomer Chinam, Shomasu the Shomer Sacher, but even a Shomer Chinam who gives it to Shomer Sacher, who's upgrading the custodianship, still Chayev, my time I'll come. So now it says Rava, Darmale at mehemnes li b'shvue, ha'eich lo mehemen li b'shvue. So Rava gives a different answer, which is because Shimon says to Reuven, look, Reuven, should anything happen, and you swear to me, I trust you to swear, I do not trust Levi to swear. Levi swears that the thing dropped dead, makes no difference to me. I don't trust him. You, I trust him, I don't trust. So Abaye explains that the problem with Shomer, Shemosu the Shomer is in returning Shepikdon Biarach. Shimon just simply says, I just don't want Levi to have it. Nothing to do with trusting him or whatever. I just don't want him to have it. You know, if something happened to it and he swore, okay, maybe we would trust him, whatever it is. It's going to come up later. Right, but according to Abaye, in returning Shepikdon Biarach isn't a trust thing. And trusting, you know, is trustworthiness to swear. According to Rav, it's totally a trustworthiness to swear thing, which is that, look, Shimon says to Reuven, should anything happen and you swear to me, I trust you to swear. Should anything happen and Levi swears to me, I don't trust Levi to swear. So therefore, you can't go and be giving it to Levi. Itmar, it was stated. Sorry, Mom. Itmar, it was stated. All right. Fine. Pasha abo, v'yotzo la'agom, v'yotzos la'agom, umesa kedarko. Oh. So it's a scenario, or seemingly a scenario of tchilosu b'pshia v'sofa ba'onis, that he was negligent, and the animal got out and went out to the rushes down by the riverside, which is a dangerous area. It's irresponsible because it can get stolen. It can get, you know, hunted by fuck, by wolves, or who knows. So Shimon deposited his animal by Reuven. Reuven was irresponsible, and the animals is rolling in the rushes down by the riverside. Now, that's irresponsible because, as I said, it can get stolen, it can get, you know, killed, hunted. But that's not what happened. You know what happened? It dropped dead. That's what happened. Dropped dead is onus. So the question is, do we say, well, it dropped dead. It dropped dead, Reuven's potter. Or do we say, yeah, but he was irresponsible. It was pshia. He let him go to the rushes down by the riverside. It's dangerous. Shouldn't have been allowed to go there. Therefore, he's chayev. So we can see machlokes, Rava and Abaye. So Itmar, I'm reading that again. Pasha ba v'yotzos la'agom v'mesa kedarka. So if Reuven was irresponsible and the animal got out and went to the rushes down by the riverside, but then umesa kedarka, it died, but not because it got stolen or hunted. It just pasha died. Abaye mishme de Rabba Omer Chayev. So Abaye says in the name of Rabba that he's Chayev. Reuven is Chayev. Rav mishme de Rabba Omer Potter. Rav, quoting Rabba, however, says no, he's Potter. Reuven is Potter. He's ultimately dropped dead. And he's Potter for dropping dead. Abaye mishme de Rabba Omer Chayev. So Abaye says in the name of Rabba that Reuven is Chayev. Kodayona de lo. Doin kihai. Dina labdayonahu, so much so that any judge who does not judge in accordance with me, that Reuven would be chayiv in this case, well, any judge who does not judge like me is not a judge. So obviously, if one's opinion is that tchilasu b'pshia v'sof bonis is chayiv, well, then obviously that's the scenario. He's chayiv. But even if you would say that tchilasu b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones is potter, hocho chayv. But in this case, you would be chayv. My time I'll come. Tamin havla da agma katzla, because we're going to say that it's the bad air by the swampy, marshy areas is what killed the animal. Therefore, Reuven is chayav. Rav Mishmei de Rabba Amar Potter. Rava, the name Rabba says, Taka Potter called Dayana Delo, Doin Kiai Dina Lab Dayanahu. And any judge who does not judge like this to say that he's that Reuven is Potter, if you don't judge like that, then you are not actually a judge. Lomi Boy Laman Dharma Tchilosub Bashir Vesof Bonis Potter. Obviously, if you say Tchilosub Bashir Vesof Bonis is Potter, De Potter, then you'd be Potter. El Afil Laman Dharma Chayev, even if you say Tchilosub Bashir Vesof Bonis is Chayev, Hacha Potter. In this scenario, you'd be Potter. My time Alkom, Darmino Malacha Muves, Mali Ocha Mali Osum. When it's time to go, it's time to go. That if the animal Pasha dropped dead, well, then it was going to drop dead wherever it was. And therefore, Reuven is Potter. Umode Abaye, Abaye who says Chayev, however, admits, De Hadra Leve Marav Amesa, De Potter, that if it got out and went to the rushes down by the riverside, but then returned back to the owner and then dropped dead, then returned to Reuven and dropped dead, Reuven is Potter, my time I'll come to a Hadrila, Veleka Lememar, Havla Dag Mukatla, because, well, it already returned back to Reuven and then dropped dead, so it's no longer the fault of the bad air of the rushes down by the riverside. Umodi Rava, and Rava admits, Kolecha de igniva ganif ba'agam, that if the animal would have gotten stolen by the rushes down by the riverside, umesa kedarka be ganif, and then died a natural death in the possession of the ganif, de chayev. Rava would say in that case that he's taka chayev. My time I'll come, di shavka malachamuves, because even if the malachamuves would have left the animal alone, well, still, but basically the ganova have a kaima. It was stolen. It was in the house of a ganif. So Reuven would be chayev in that case for being negligent. Now that it dies, he doesn't all of a sudden get off the hook. So if it got stolen and then dropped dead by the ganif, so then Rava would agree that in that case he would be chayev. Omar Lei, Abai the Rava says, Abai to Rava, Ledidoch, according to you, De Omrit Malachamuves, Malioch Malioson. According to you, Rava, who says, look, Reuven is Potter because the animal dropped dead. Who cares if the animal would drop dead in Reuven's house or if it dropped dead in the rushes down by the riverside? It makes no difference, therefore he's Potter. But Abai asks Rava, hey Rava, Rav Abba Bar Mamel asked the kasha to Rav Ami earlier, that Rav Ami was saying over the sugya that Shomer Shemoser the Shomer is Chayev. And Rav Abba Bar Mamel asked, but what about our Mishnah, where Reuven's renting Shimon's cow and then lends it to Levi? And Rav Ami didn't, right, and then it drops dead, and we say that Reuven is Potter. Aye, what about Shomer Shemoser the Shomer? So why didn't Rav Ami just answer, well, the reason why Reuven is Potter is because animal dropped dead. Because animal dropped dead. And if the Malach HaMavis is going to come, the Malach HaMavis is going to come. It doesn't matter where. It doesn't matter if it's in my house or if it's in Levi's house. But instead, Rav Ami had to answer, we're talking about where Shimon gave him permission. Not as good of an answer. How do we know if he gave him permission or not? We have to say, he gave him permission. It's not an amazing answer. It would have been a better answer to say that Reuven is Potter because the animal Pasha dropped dead, and if it's time to drop dead, it's time to drop dead. It doesn't matter whose possession it's in. So Omer Abai the Rav Abai says to Rav Ledidach, according to you, to Omer Malachamuves, Maliocha, Maliosom, they say that when it's time to go, it's time to go. Well, hi, the Osve, Rav Abba Bar Mamel, Rav Ami, the kasha that Rav Abba Bar Mamel asked Rav Ami from our Mishnah, Vishanile, and Rav Ami was forced to answer, Bishanosnu lo baile mishus, Lehashia, well, was talking about where Shimon told Reuven he's allowed to lend it out. Vilemale, why doesn't Rav Ami give a better answer? Malachamuvis, Mali Ocho, Mali Awesome. The reason why Shimon is, why Reuben is Potter is because the animal dropped dead and was going to drop dead wherever it was. Whether it was in Levi's house, whether it was in Reuben's house. So listen to Rava's answer to Abaye. Remember, I pointed out earlier that there's two ways to understand why Shomer Shemos, or the Shomer, is a problem. There's the Abaye way to understand, which is Enu Ritzoni She Pikdoni Biad Acher, but there's the Rava way to understand, which is that Shimon simply doesn't trust anybody other than Reuven to swear. That if Reuven would swear that it dropped dead, he would believe Reuven. He doesn't believe Levi to swear that it dropped dead. So Rava points out to Abaye, look, you're asking this, you know, this question is only a question according to you, because you say that it's about Ein Ritzoni She'Pikdoni Biyad Acher. According to me, my whole point is that the reason why Reuven can't give it to Levi is because Shimon doesn't trust Levi to swear that it died. So Abaye, for you to suggest to me that if what I'm saying is true, that if it's time to die, it's time to die, therefore Reuven should be putter, that's exactly that's kind of the whole point of why Shomer Shemos, the Shomer is a problem, right? Meaning, Rav Abba Mamel is asking Rav Ami, if you say that Shomer Shemos, the Shomer is a problem, well then how do you explain our Mishnah where Shimon rented it to Reuven and Reuven lent it to Levi and we're saying that Reuven is potter? Abaye, you're suggesting, well, why don't they just say that Reuven is potter because if it was going to drop dead, it was going to drop dead. But that wouldn't be a good answer because Shimon would just say to meaning if Reuven came to Shimon and said, look, I'm potter because it just dropped dead. How do you know it dropped dead? Well, Levi swore that it dropped dead. The whole point is I don't trust Levi to swear that it dropped dead. That is why you had to, right. So that's why you have to answer with that, well, he had given him permission. Right. So Rava says to Abaye, look, Abaye, that question that you're asking me of why don't you just say that it dropped dead is a question according to you, because according to you, Abaye, the reason why Shimon doesn't want Reuven giving to Levi is because I just don't want Levi to have it. But if it dropped dead, sure, that's a good point. If it dropped dead, shouldn't it be okay to just drop dead? But according to me, the whole point is that Shimon doesn't trust Levi to swear that it dropped dead. So therefore, that isn't a good answer to say, well, it's talking about where it dropped dead. Shimon doesn't trust Levi that it dropped dead. Therefore, he has to answer that Shimon gave permission to Reuven to give it to Levi. So where am I? So Amale, so Rava says to Abaye, Leditcho, according to you, the Masnisu in Ritzoni She'Pikdoni Biyad Acher, that the only problem with Reuven giving the cow to Levi is simply that Shimon doesn't want Levi to have it. So yeah, it's a good question. Why did Rav Ami have to say that it's talking about where Shimon gave permission to Reuven to give it to Levi? Why can't Reuven just say to Shimon, look, it dropped dead. If it's going to drop dead, it's going to drop dead. That's a good question. But Ladidi, according to me, the Amina that I'm saying, that Shimon says to Reuven, look, I trust you, I don't trust Levi. Well, then, obviously, that's not going to be a good suggestion, because the whole point is that Shimon doesn't trust Levi to say that it died regularly. Most of Rami Bar Choma asked Akasha on Abaye. Hela the Roshe Tzukin Vinofla Ein Ze Ones. Right, that Abaye had said that if the animal drops dead and the rush is down by the riverside, Reuven is chayv because the air was problematic. But we have a brayse that says Hela the Roshe Tzukin that if Reuven took the animal up to like the sharp peaks of a mountain, Vinofla, and the animal fell down and died. Ein ze ones, that's not ones. Vechayev, and Reuven would be chayev. Homesik adarko, but if it would die you know, a natural death there, Hariza onis, it would be considered onis upotter ve'amai. According to Abai, why should it be potter? Le'melei, avira dehar kotla. That it's the air of the mountain that killed the animal. Inami, alternatively, uftsu dehar kotla, or it got exhausted at the top of the mountain, that's why it died. Well, you can answer, well, because Reuven had brought the cow up there for good grazing. So that's why it was there. It was allowed to be there. It was a good reason to be there. Yochi, if that's the case, naflanami. Well, then even if it falls, shouldn't Reuven be potter? Shayla the tokva, lo tokva. Well, if it fell, then Reuven's chai because he should have held on to it better, stronger. Yochi, if that's the case, ema resha. Then I'll say the resha. Also, the roshe tzukim v'nofla reza ones, that if it fell down, then it's ones, but he bar le mitkafa. Shouldn't he have held on to it better? Also, well, that's the reason why it's considered onis is because the animal was kind of being very difficult and overpowering him and then fell down. That's why he's putter in that case. Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah, I don't understand how Shimon could be doing business with Reuven, how Reuven could be doing business with Shimon's cow. Right, Reuven rented Shimon's cow, and now he's lending it to Levi. The cow dies. Shimon's Reuven's potter, but Levi now has to pay Reuven. What's going on here? Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Alacha Rav Yossi. Says Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel that the Alacha is like Rav Yossi. Amar Lei, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, the Rav Yehuda. Says Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda to Rav Yehuda. Amar Lan Mishmei the Shmuel that you said to us in the name of Shmuel. Chalukai Rav Yossi, Av Barishona. The Rav Yossi also argued not just in this Mishnah, but also the first Mishnah of the Perek, where we said that if Shimon deposited his animal with Reuven, and then it got stolen, and Reuven opted to pay Shimon, then Reuven would be able to get the kefel and the dal vehei. So Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda says to Rav Yehuda that he had said in the name of Shmuel, interesting names here, that Rav Yossi even argues in the first Mishnah, halacha k'moso ein halacha k'moso, would the halacha be like Rav Yossi there as well? Amalei, Rav Yehuda says, Cholokai Rav Yossi Aparishona, V'alocha K'mosa Aparishona, that yes, it's true, Rav Yossi argued even on the first Mishnah, and the Halacha is also like Rav Yossi there. Itmanayim was also stated, Amar Rav Elazar, Cholokai Rav Yossi Aparishona, V'alocha K'mosa Aparishona. The Rav Elazar also says that Rav Yossi argued on the first Mishnah that the Halacha is like him. Rav Yochanan, Amar Moda, Aya Rav Yossi Barishona. And Rav Yochanan says, Fakir, that Rav Yossi Taka agreed with the first Mishnah. Shekvar Shilim, because he already, because Reuven had already paid Shimon, Shilim in, lo Shilim lo, what? So Reuven Davka has to pay Shimon for this to work? But didn't Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba say the name of Rabbi Yochanan? That he doesn't actually have to pay him, he could just say that he's going to pay him, and that's already enough. So say that Rabbi Yossi agrees with the first Mishnah, with the Tanakama, the initial Mishnah, because he already said that he's going to pay. Wow, very, very interesting stuff today. There was some really important things on today's daf. First of all, we talked to Shtigl about Shavuos Bitui and Shavuos Kviras Mamon and bringing a Korban Chatos versus bringing a Korban Asham. And then we started talking about Shomer Shomos or the Shomer, which is an important sugya. And we saw the machlokas between Abaye and Rava about how exactly, you know, what exactly is the problem with that. Abaye says, "En ritzoni shepikdoni biad acher." Rava says, "I pasha don't trust that." Shimon simply doesn't trust, or how about this? Shimon trusts Reuven to swear; he doesn't trust Levi to swear. And we got a little bit into b'pshia v'sof ba'onis, some interesting stuff. That was that flam of mesechta. Bob Matzio, hope you enjoy. Peace out.